Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth. She is an adjunct fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor to RealClearMarkets.com. She has a distinguished career in government. She served the administration of George H.W. Bush, Bush 41. She also served as for President Reagan in his administration, and she's many of you have seen her on television as she has commented on various topics. And she wrote an article recently, I guess it was in Real Clear Markets, I'm not sure exactly where it was published, but it was about a new requirement that employers are going to have to follow with regard to a poster. Diana, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell the audience about this new 11-by-17-inch poster that most businesses are going to have to put up on the wall.
Well, it's almost all businesses, and it's an 11-by-17 poster, as you mentioned, John, that informs workers of their right to join a union and organize. It does not, however, inform them of their right to decertify from the union or to get back from the union the percentage of their union dues used for political contributions.
So let me see if I got this. Let me see if I got this straight. There's an 11-by-17 poster that almost all businesses are going to have to post, telling them they have the right to unionize. But there's no companion poster beside it that says you can deunionize if you want to.
Well, I would really think that since it's 11-by-17, there would also be space on it to say that you are allowed to decertify. You are allowed to vote
right.
To decertify yourself from your union if you choose to do so.
Right.
Or you can get back certain contributions if you're in a right-to-work state.
But that's not the case. That's not the case. This is not the way
that
it works,
not
folks.
The case.
So
First, they have to have a second poster if 20% or more of the workers are more comfortable in a language that's not English. They have to have the poster translated. And the so two 11-by-17 posters, for example, if there are a certain amount of Hispanic or Vietnamese or Korean workers in the workforce, say it's a manicure salon and there are many Koreans or Vietnamese who work there, there has to be two 11-by-17 posters.
Mm.
And 11-by-17 is greater than size of the poster used for OSHA or minimum wage or equal employment. It's massive compared with the sizes of the other posters that are already required.
What's the purpose of this? I mean, where did this come
percentage.
From?
As we discussed in the last segment, the percent of American workers who are choosing to belong to unions is steadily declining and has been steadily declining since the 1950s. The Obama administration wants more workers to belong to unions, so it thinks that informing of these rights is going to be helpful.
Well, they can't sell their product, unions, can they?
That's the problem. The problem is they price themselves out of the market, and then the firms go bust, and then the workers get unemployed. Just look at the big three auto companies
yep.
in Detroit. There's this Nissan, Toyota, Mercedes, BMW in the South. You, John, have an auto company in your own state that's doing just fine, which did not need a federal bailout.
Well, exactly.
The problem is that these unionized companies, they price themselves out of the market. Some of them get federal bailouts like these auto companies, and others of them just go under. There was another company in California, Solidyne, that made solar panels, has just announced that it has gone bust, and I believe is moving to China.
Oh, yeah, $500 million, $520 million they got for this company, the solar. Now, this is a case of the government picking winners and losers. They picked that one as a green jobs, one of their green jobs success stories. It's now going bankrupt.
It's a unionized company too. But correct
yeah.
me if I'm wrong.
I'm sure it is. That would really make it the hat trick, wouldn't it? Unionizing green. That would be perfect. But this is an NLRB issue, isn't it? The National Labor Relations Board is mandating
exactly.
this poster, right? And the only businesses regardless of size, number of employees, every business has to post this, with a couple of exceptions. If you're a retailer below 500,000 in sales a year, I think
gross
you don't
sales, not net, by the way.
Gross sales, yeah.
Gross sales because that's total, and then you subtract your expenses from that. So 500,000 is really pretty small.
Yeah, exactly. And so total sales, if you're a retailer with less than 500,000, you don't have to post it, but everybody else basically does. And so, what's to me, it doesn't bother me that a poster has to be put up on a wall. What bothers me is that, as you said, there's no fairness, there's no equity going the other way, is there?
Yes, well, that does bother me. And another thing that bothers me very much is that there's no legal justification for it. In every other case where the employer has to post something, it's been written in the law passed by Congress that this has to be posted. The NLRB has just pulled this out of thin air, saying, well, we think that workers need to be informed of their rights. Well, why don't they need to be informed of their rights to bear arms? Why don't they need to be informed of their rights for free speech? You can't, a government agency can't just say a worker needs to be informed of rights, therefore the employer has to put up a poster.
This is the kind of stuff we're getting out of the Obama administration, is they're going around the legislative process by group, putting these, the same thing happened with the declaring carbon dioxide a dangerous gas. That was done by the EPA without Congress.
That's right.
And other issues, exactly. Folks, these are things that you need to know about, and this is a particularly important point to make on Labor Day. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about something that's a little bit different. It's an idea that I have that it seems to me the government is not being equitable about another issue. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Doesn't mean that much to me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.